We know that hot brewed tea and cold brewed tea taste very different, but is this just because they're different temperatures? In this video, we're going to try to find out. We'll compare the flavor of a cold brewed tea with the flavor of a hot brewed tea that has been allowed to cool down, and see which one tastes better. Let's get started. Okay, so what we have here today is two different cups of the Gyokuro Karagane. On the right, we have a cold brewed tea, and on the left, we have a hot brewed tea that was allowed to cool down. And this is currently my personal favorite tea for cold brewing. It is a Karagane tea made by Mr. Sakamoto in Shibushi in southern Japan. And it was introduced to us as kind of the perfect tea for cold brew. And that reputation did not lie, because this tea is really amazing when prepared cold. But I wanted to conduct this experiment to see if there was some sort of like psychological trick going on, because there is such a thing as, I believe it's called the trigeminal system, which makes things taste different based on whether they're cold or warm. So an example of that is ice cream. Because it's so cold, it doesn't taste quite as sweet. But as it's allowed to melt a little bit, all of a sudden it becomes way too sweet to really enjoy. So this is something I wanted to test. So I wanted to control the variables of temperature and cool down a hot brewed green tea to see how it compares. Is it the same, or is it a little bit different in flavor? So I used one leveled out tablespoon of leaves and 1 cup of water. So this should be easy to do this experiment at home if you don't have a scale, because I'm using strictly kind of cooking measurements. One thing you'll notice right away, or at least from where I'm sitting, the color difference is pretty striking. So the cold brewed one that's on the right is much greener. This one's a little bit yellower. They're both pretty cloudy. The first time I looked at this, it looked like the cold brewed tea was a little bit cloudier, but now they look more or less the same, I would say. So if I'm to put my finger behind the teas, you see in both cases it really disappears. So not much of a difference in terms of the cloudiness, only in terms of the color. So I wanted to taste these two teas side by side to see if it really is a difference in flavor, or if it's just the temperature of the drink that's kind of playing tricks on my taste buds, so to speak. So let's go ahead and try the cold brewed tea first. It's very sweet. A little bit fruity. Yeah, there's a little bit of that kind of, that kind of sweet cantaloupe in the end. A tiny bit of strawberry. A little bit of that, that kind of cucumber water, that very subtle, cool cucumber flavor. And a tiny hint of that hay flavor that's coming from the stems. You can see this tea is a combination. I would say it's about 50-50 between these dark leaves and these bright yellow stems. And normally these yellow stems really contribute kind of a hay flavor to the tea, or a little bit of straw. What makes Karagane unique is that it's also made using shaded tea leaves, like those leaves used to make Gyokuro, for example. So this really introduces this element of sweetness to it, which is why I'm getting kind of these sweet fruity notes in the finish. So let's go ahead and try the cooled down warm brew. Interesting. So this was brewed for 1 minute, which is what I use for a typical hot brewed green tea. I'm getting much more of the straw notes. It's definitely not as sweet. Overall, it's less flavorful. So I think what's happening, the temperature does taste a difference, because I've really never tried this exact tea before. I've only had either cold brew, straight cold brew like this one, or hot brewed Karagane, which I also really like. But I've never cooled it down completely. This one brewed in the fridge for 3 hours, and this one cooled in the fridge for 3 hours. So they should be more or less the same temperature. And I've never had this before. I think it's completely different, because when the tea's hot, you kind of get more of the aroma when you drink the tea. It kind of turns into almost like a vapor, and then you actually kind of get the aroma as you drink the tea. So when you have a hot tea, you're getting simultaneously you get the flavor, the sensation on the taste buds, but also the aroma of the tea. And when it's cool, you're not quite getting that as much. So you get less of this kind of light floral characteristic. And by comparison, this tea is really not that flavorful, I would say. So once the tea cools down, it really loses a lot of its flavor, whereas this one is super flavorful. Yeah, it's much milkier, much creamier, much more full-bodied even. So you may be wondering why these teas taste so differently if they're made using the same exact tea and the same leaf-to-water ratio. And the difference is the extraction. So when you see the brewing guide on the back of a pack of tea, it's almost like you're following a recipe. By determining the temperature, the brewing time, and the leaf-to-water ratio, you're really determining the ingredients in the final cup of tea. So because you're not drinking the leaves directly, it all comes down to what you're actually extracting from the leaves. And hot water is going to extract more from the leaves, and a longer brewing time is going to extract more from the leaves. So another experiment that we could possibly do down the road, we haven't really properly controlled for it here, but does the time of this brewing compensate for the lower temperature? Because this one I'm getting a lot more flavor, and it must have to do with the longer brewing time. Because if I were to brew this with cold water for just a minute, the extraction would be very weak. But because I brewed it for 3 hours, I'm getting a lot more flavor overall than this hot brewed tea that I only brewed for 1 minute. But you're never going to get exactly the same. It has to do with a variety of different factors, and the hotter temperature overall is going to extract more of the bitterness from the tea leaves. So this might make it seem like you're going to get a more flavorful tea, but you're actually going to lose a lot of the nuance because the catechins that you're extracting from the hotter water, they're going to completely outcompete all the other elements of the tea. So here, I noticed I got this nice fruity finish to the tea. I got this kind of cantaloupe melon sweetness, and I got a little bit of that cool cucumber water. Whereas here, I really just kind of get these hay notes. So because I brewed this tea with cooler water, I was able to extract these smooth, sweet, and savory or umami flavors from the leaves, which can be extracted at a lower temperature, but I didn't extract kind of these more straw or hay notes or even the bitterness from the tea. So this is a really perfect tea for summertime. Not only is it cool right away and doesn't need to be cooled down when you use the cold brewing method, but it also has kind of a smoother and sweeter and more refreshing flavor. So I would definitely never recommend to make this tea. This was kind of only for the experiment. I would either enjoy this tea warm in the wintertime or cool in the summertime. But overall, the flavor of this one is definitely better, and it does prove that the temperature of the extraction is important. And maybe in a future video, we'll compare, do we get more flavor from, let's say, 1 minute of hot brewing or 1 hour of cold brewing? It'll be really interesting to get some more data points here. But in this particular experiment, this tea really just kind of beat this tea in almost every category. It's definitely a much better tasting tea. So if you're gonna brew this tea hot, definitely be prepared to drink it hot. Cooling it down, you're really gonna be disappointed with the flavor. If you want a cold tea, you definitely have to cold brew it. So thank you all so much for tuning into this video. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to pick up the Gyokuro Karagane for yourself, you can find it at neoteas.com. It is my favorite tea for cold brewing. I've tried a bunch of different ones, and I've even been experimenting with new ones lately, and still, this one really can't be beat. The Shizuku Sencha is also very good. It's made using sencha leaves and matcha powder, so you get a very rich, flavorful extraction in the cold brew. And the Gyokuro Sasahime is also good as well. So these are some teas that you can try for the summertime as it's getting very warm out, and we're going to be having some great deals on those, so be sure to check them out for the summertime. So this would be a great way to help support this channel and everything that we do, and another way to support the channel is by liking this video and subscribing so you can see more tea videos in the future. If you have any questions about this tea or cold brewing or green tea in general, please feel free to leave those in the comments below, but until then, we'll see you next time.